This is the Sound of Small Business, brought to you by RBC Royal Bank. I'm JP Davidson, and these are the inspiring stories and hard-earned lessons of successful Canadian entrepreneurs. The RBC Small Biz panel discussion features business owners and experts answering questions about the good problems faced by entrepreneurs across Canada. In this, the second of two panel episodes, we'll focus on the good problems business owners face when they're ready to take their company to the next level. Our panel features Julie Cole, co-founding VP of Mabel's Labels, Cliff Silvera, Director of Operations at the Mississauga Convention Center, and Sarah Adams, VP of Small Business at RBC. To start off this episode on business growth, here are Sarah Adams and Julie Cole sharing how business needs change as a company starts to expand.
It's so inspiring to be around business owners that have either taken over a family business or have started from scratch. It does take two sides. Like one, you've got to have the idea to start. Mm-hmm. And then as you grow, quite often that's when your network needs to expand. You need more advisors. You need more of those connection points to make smart decisions as you grow.
Definitely. So. And I think often what small businesses sometimes where we lack is we want to do it all ourselves, right? Yes. And I get it because it's putting the cart before the horse sometimes as far as money, right? Mm-hmm. So it's hard to invest and spend money that you're not sure you're gonna make. But at the same time, you know, I just have found anytime we've paid for advisors or paid for consultants, it's just always been worth it, you know, rather than us trying to be something we're not, bring in the experts so that we can focus on growing our business rather than, you know, maybe doing our taxes, whatever other tasks there are that need to be done.
Many small businesses start at home, long before they're in the position to hire anyone to help out. But how do you make the leap to an off-site location? Sarah Adams got our panel started on this topic.
I think there are probably lots of individuals tonight who are either thinking of starting a business or who have started, are sitting in their basements, garages, corner of their home or condo and thinking, okay, am I ever going to leave these four walls? And for many, that could continue to be a very successful business. And I think it really goes back to having the plan, knowing where you're going. Is it going to be 24/7, you're fully committed, you're in, and you've got the plan of where you want to go? And I think it really does start with the plan, knowing that you've got a market that there isn't the product today, or that you really believe you can differentiate. You've got connections in communities that maybe are untapped, but it's really planned. And with that, I think quite often it's isolated. You feel a bit, because you are that, you know, person that you think you can do it all, so you sort of are consumed by it. But there's so many great resources out there, and I think that's where making sure you've got connections, you've got a network, whether you use local municipal groups, your chambers, your boards of trade, associations, or individuals who are in the business themselves, depending on what it is. There's so many individuals out there that are wanting to help and advise and have the experience and can provide the support for good growth. Regardless of size of business, it's really knowing, you know, at what point can I afford to grow? You know, at what point am I going to start cutting that first paycheck, or am I not going to cut the paycheck and I'm actually going to bring someone else on because I think that's going to help my growth. So it really is, it's a lot of planning. It's the business side, but then, you know, you've got the passion energy around what you know best to be able to deliver.
And not every business has to be like this, you know, knock it out of the park kind of, you know, if we wanted Mabel's Labels to stay in the basement, that would be absolutely fine. And that would be, you know, then we probably wouldn't have to work as hard as we do. So you just have to do what works for you. Yeah. Sure. You know, you don't always have to be aiming for the, you know, moon. You can just do what works for you.
I think it's knowing what you want. Yeah. And then planning for it, I think, and getting the support along the way.
So I'd say that's a very important lesson is have a roadmap. Know what your goals are, what you plan to achieve in this business,
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I actually found a really great exercise? I tell people to do this all the time. Apply for business awards. Because when you apply for business awards, you are required to make sure all your financials are in order, that you have an That's updated business plan. Yeah. Like, I would say there's a lot of good reasons to apply for awards, but I think one of the most important is because it just makes you sure you're being a little bit disciplined about all the stuff you should be disciplined about. But
that's great advice. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
And if you think of businesses in your local community, whether chambers or others,
for sure.
that went, I mean, they often are, and you know, all of a sudden, if you didn't know about them, you're kind of wondering.
Sure.
And, but it is, I think, the discipline around just getting to the point of being able to apply. So yeah. I like that.
Small business growth is full of good problems. And this question highlights one common issue with growth. How do you take care of all the little things while not losing focus on the big picture?
That is a great question. And I think a lot of times we are challenged with that ongoing. And you really just need to remind yourself of what your role is in your organization. The sweating the little things, it's taking it with a grain of salt, knowing what's important, what's not important. I find that a lot of entrepreneurs are control freaks. And I don't know if that's a fair statement, but
Absolutely.
From my perspective, I believe that's true. I mean, for me, that's very much the case. A bit of a control freak, but you need to have a team, depending on what level your business is at. You need to have a team that you trust, that have defined responsibilities, and you need to have the right metrics in place to allow them. Julie and I were talking about this earlier. You have to allow your staff to do what they need to do. And if they're not doing what they need to do, then you need to step in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's impossible to run a successful business with your hands in every piece of the
pot. And you'll also annoy your managers. You know,
sure.
like if people have a job and every time they try to do it, here, you know, Cliff or Julie come, ooh, yeah. actually, I would have put that fire out differently. Well,
yeah,
they're
exactly.
not learning, you're not developing them, and you're going to always be stuck doing that. And they're going to get annoyed, your retention is not going to be good. And everyone knows, the more times you have to hire and fire and people quit, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah. Absolutely.
A lot of money. So you know what? Just you got to let them make their mistakes. You got to let them grow. And all the time you're down there in the weeds, who's thinking strategically about
Absolutely.
The business?
Absolutely.
Who's blue skying? Who's coming up with this? Well, if you're down there, no one's up here doing that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. So take the time, plan properly, train your staff, let them do their job.
Yeah.
Cliff,
yeah.
delegating is difficult and it's a bit scary.
Sure.
And I'm wondering if you can think of a time when you delegated something and you were a bit nervous to do it, but it worked out in the end.
I think that happens every day. Because I grew up in the business and I held a lot of different roles and responsibilities, from working in the kitchen to serving tables to bartending, I tend to be able to walk through a ballroom or a meeting, a wedding, whatever the case may be, and pick up different things fairly quickly. And a lot of times I will just, my knee-jerk reaction will be to deal with
intervene,
it.
Right?
To intervene,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
save
the day.
Save the day, yeah. I remind myself, no, you have somebody to do that, so you go to the right person, and yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And sometimes
that's a good manager,
hard,
right?
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
how we had to learn. Like,
yeah.
we had the same thing. It was really hard for us, because we went from, you know, us doing everything, and then our first hires were kind of the worker bees, so the people who made the labels and that sort of thing. But then we added that extra layer, the managers, and that was tough for us.
Yeah.
That was a tough transition
yeah.
for us. That was a lesson in letting go.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of part of the life stage of the business. So the early
yeah.
days, you start often by doing it all.
Yes.
You are everything.
But being able to hire managers is a good
yeah,
problem.
Yeah.
Now,
that,
right?
I was going to
yes.
say, now
yes.
that's
yes.
when,
exactly.
yeah, yeah.
Please.
Celebrate it.
Now, if you're going to delegate, you'll need some employees. What's involved in hiring employees? Here's Julie Cole with some tips for that.
I remember when we had about 13 employees, we all turned around to each other and said, anyone know anything about HR?
Yeah.
You know? No, not me. No, not me. Oh, geez, we better fill that gap, right? It's kind of something you don't want to really mess up because it can end up costing you a lot of money.
Yes, yeah.
So I would say probably if I were to do it again. I mean, gosh, we just celebrated 10 years with our first employee, like last week.
Amazing.
So some people have hung around
yeah.
and it's worked out great and they've been able to stay with the business as it's grown. But I would say you don't have to hire somebody to do every function. There are consultants out there. There are people that you can say, look, I need to hire, you know, three people for this. This is what I'm looking for. And they will get the resumes. They will vet the resumes. They will present you with the 10 best. They will help you interview. And, you know, I just think probably one of the lessons we learned is hire slow and fire fast.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I was thinking that exactly.
Take your time. Because culture fit is key.
Yeah.
I even think if it's a culture fit, we can teach them stuff. We can teach them how to make the
yeah.
labels. We can teach them.
Absolutely.
But if they're a fit to our culture, then
yeah.
hold on to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great advice.
As a business grows and succeeds, cash flow demands increase. So what are some ways of improving cash flow management for small businesses? Sarah Adams responds.
Businesses require cash. In some cases, individuals might diversify their business, so do something else off-season to complement their existing business or product. But it is something to plan for, because if you don't plan for it, it's often the downfall for a business if they just can't get through that. And it's so unfortunate.
Now, I would like to add to that. In a small business, sole proprietor, it's important to separate your business account from your personal account. Mm-hmm. So especially in terms of budgeting and cash flow, I think it's important to keep the money that is for the business in one account and the money that's for your personal life in a separate account and manage that separately. I think that's quite important as a small business owner.
You should have worked for RBC.
That's the advice. That's the advice we usually provide. So that's great.
Fantastic.
A big thanks to our panel for all this great advice on hiring, big picture strategy, and more. Finally, what do entrepreneurs need to know in order to keep tackling the good problems they face on the road to success? Here's our panel's parting advice, starting with Julie Cole.
I think you just have to really stay focused, have a good appetite for risk. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Your network is your net worth. Use them. Use advisors as much as you can. Talk to everyone you know. Just pick those brains as much as you can, and just go for it. Plan. Yeah. Don't get so caught up that you forget that it's the business you got to run too. I mean, it's being an entrepreneur is really fun and all that jazz, but it's a lot of hard work too.
Absolutely. Yeah. My advice would follow the same lines. Definitely know where you want to head. Know what you want to do with your business. Write it down. Writing your goals is so important. Track those goals. Track your progress. Keep yourself on track. Keep yourself accountable. Be passionate, as you were saying. I also do want to add, just because I've had a lot of involvement in the nonprofit sector, it's so important to give back. To give back to the community that you have operated your business. It's an opportunity to say thank you to your clients. It's an opportunity to say thank you to the community as a whole, to your staff. And it's just our duty. So get involved in the nonprofit sector to give back as much as you can. And it will help your business in turn, absolutely. So, so that would be my advice.
And Sarah, for parting advice?
You know, it's just been such an honor to be with two very successful entrepreneurs who've had good problems, overcome them, and now are giving back, which is, it's just an incredible story. And it really speaks to the fact that Canada is founded on entrepreneurs. And I think it's a responsibility we all have to support individuals who are looking to start a business or to grow a business. And I guess the tip that I would say is that, you know, don't be afraid to start small. It's that spark, it's that idea. I think quite often you hear the success stories, the big stories, and you think, oh my goodness, I need to get there today. But the majority of businesses really started small. If you think of the big brands like these here and others we know, the reality is they started really small. They started with the idea. They had the plan and they stuck to it. And I think that's the part that it excites all of us. And you know, we're all here to support. So get started.
This has been The Sound of Small Business, brought to you by RBC Royal Bank. For more advice and stories on small business success, subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or search for The Sound of Small Business wherever you find podcasts. And visit rbc.com/buildingbusiness, where you can find advice and tips on how to start, manage, and grow your business. Thanks for listening. This podcast series is intended as general information only and is not to be relied upon as constituting legal or other professional advice.